if your family members are not supporting us in our practice of bhakti, how can we continue? Generally, especially in the modern world, usually family members, they are not autocratic. They also know that they cannot control anyone totally. But their main concern is that, is it that you are going to become too spiritual and negligent of your worldly responsibility, of your family responsibilities? And generally people don't want change. Let it go on like that. Why bring the change? So if you find that you can do things in a way by which they feel assured that when they need you, what is expected of you, you are going to do it. So that initial change will cause some fear. So their hope may be that, okay, this is just a fad, it will get over. And they oppose it, the fad will go away. But if they say that despite opposition, you are persistent, but you are not going to extremes, then over a period of time, they will accept it. Generally, whenever we go through, start anything new, first we'll go through four phases. One is criticism, second is neglect, and gradually after that, there'll be after that, there will be appreciation, which will come gradually. And then after that, they may also follow. So at this stage, you can focus primarily on, within your situation, what all you can do. And who knows? Because Krishna is in your heart, Krishna is in their hearts also. If you don't have the conception that I will not be able to do it, just try to have the attitude that let me do whatever I can. If I keep doing whatever I can, then Krishna is seeing and Krishna will make some arrangements. And ultimately what Krishna expects from us is our best. So if our best happens to be only this much in this situation, if you accept that, that also we are making spiritual advancement by it. So in our life, in our bhakti, there is the circumstantial and there is the transcendental. The transcendental is our relationship with Krishna. It doesn't depend on any circumstance. But specific expression of that relationship may depend on certain circumstances. So the circumstantial, don't let it limit your desire. Let you have a strong desire to practice bhakti and express that desire whenever you can, without causing too much disruption to others. But whenever you can, you express it. And then seeing that, Krishna can change the circumstantial also. So do what you can, don't do any excess things. But at the same time, be open. Krishna may reveal some plan by which you will be able to do much more.
My kids, my daughter.
Oh, okay.